Okay, we are continuing Tomer Devora, Perek Aleph. We are in the second phrase of the Psukim and Micha of the Pasuk of Nosei Avon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries our sins. So the Ramak says the following. V'harizeh gadol me'akodim. This is an even greater midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the first one. Shari lo yaseh ha'adam avon shel yivram mashchis. A person does not do an avera without creating a mashchis. A mashchis is literally like an angel of destruction, some kind of being, some creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that needs to be sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. But yet every time we do that avera, we create these mashchisim, these malachim, which as they are mekatre against us, they testify against us up in Shemayim. Kiddusnan, it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, ha'over avera achas konelo kategar achad, that one person who does an avera, he gets himself an accusing angel. Vahari oso kategar omid lefnei kadosh baruch hu, and that kategar stands in front of a kadosh baruch hu. V'omer, it says, ploni asani, right, this guy made me. So every time we do an avera, we create a creation that Kadosh Baruch Hu also has to sustain, in addition to everything else in the universe. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in Ruach Chaim, his commentary on Pirkei Avos, that this concept of these mashchisim is the foundation for, we know, the idea of mitzvah goreres mitzvah and avera goreres avera. That these mashchisim, because we create them through our averos, they set up situations for us to do more averos, to create more mashchisim. But then this mashchis, says the Ramak, says the ein biryam is kayemes, ve'olam ela b'shifo shakadosh baruch hu. But this creation only exists because of the givingness of a kadosh baruch hu. V'hari hamashchis hazeh omid alufanov, and this mashchis stands in front of a kadosh baruch hu. B'mam is kayem. What sustains it? What keeps it going? Hashem could easily say, why should I sustain your mashchisim, your malachim, that these destructive malachim that you create? Why should I go? Hashem could rightfully go to that malach, to that mashchis, and say, you go to that guy who created you. It's, why should I sustain you? And rightfully, the malach, this mashchis, should be able to come down from Shemayim and to take our neshama, to sustain it. Some scary words. O karso, or to cut us off from a kadosh baruch hu. O ne'nash alav kifi oncho. Achis batel hamashchis ahu. Or punish us that we're fitting to be punished until that the mashchis himself becomes destroyed. What is that phrase, o karso, or of cutting off? What's krisos? What does that mean, to be kores, to be cut off my kadosh baruch hu? Rechaim Volozhiner explains other places in Shar Aleph that the concept of krisos is rooted in the different types of aspects of our neshama. We know there are three aspects of our neshama. There's a nefesh, there's a ruach, and there's a neshama. The nefesh is that piece of a kadosh baruch hu that is inside of each and every one of us. The neshama is the aspect of ruchnius that exists, berumo sha'olam, up in Shemayim, that we could tap into to make ourselves great. How do we connect our nefesh to our neshama? That is the ruach. The ruach, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, is this almost like a, if you can imagine, like a tube, like a bridge between the nefesh and the neshama. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains that kares is the severance of that ruach. And it cuts off our ability to tap into the highest levels of our neshama. So in theory, that comes along, that mashas, and he could say, he could take from us everything that we've gained. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do this. The Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osekein, continues the Ramak. Ela Nosei V'Sovel HaAdon. Rather, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately patient and carries all of our sins. Kamo Shehu Zon Ha'olam Kulo. The same way how he sustains the entire universe. Zon Mefarnes HaMashas Hazeh. He likewise sustains this mashas that we created. Ad Sheyeh Echad Mishol Shedvarim. until one of three things happened. Yashuv, hachote b'tshuva. Either that a person does tshuva, v'yachalehu v'yavatlehu b'sigufav, either by destroying the avera or by giving ourselves like personal, what's called sigufim. Sigufim are physical pains that they used to give to them. Meaning there was a school of thought and the Darach HaMusar and Tshuva in those days that they used to literally whip themselves and roll around in snow without shirts on and do whatever they can physically to deprive the body of any pleasure and to pain the body in order to do tshuva. That's certainly not the minhag bizman hazeh. We are definitely not strong enough to be able to sustain such a concept. And even as a theory, we don't subscribe to suffering our body in order to do tshuva. That certainly was a school of thought in those days. Oh, yivatzluhu shofet tzedek b'yisurim umisa. Or that it's possible that a person could have yisurim, he should have punishments, sickness and other things. And then likewise, even death. Or a person can then live throughout his life and have no punishment, and then ultimately he will suffer in Gehenim. As Cain says after he killed his brother Hevel, Gadol Avoni Miniso, that my sin is so great that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries. Your Pirusha Razal, as it says in the Medrash Chuma, Koha Olam Kulo Atasova, Hashem carries, he's so patient with the entire universe, the whole world. The Yiratze Zon Mefarnes, and he sustains us no matter what, no matter how bad we are. The Avoni Kavei She'inatal Yachal Osovam, and our sins are so heavy that they're uncarryable. Perish L'Parnaso Ashi Ashi V'Atakim, but yet Hashem allows us to tshuva in order to fix our deeds. In Cain, Harizu Mida Savlanas Gedola. That's why this Mida of patience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even greater. She Yazoni Vi Farnes Bria Ra'a Shabar HaChote Ad She Yashuv. And yet Hashem sustains all that we created, even if it's negative, until we do tshuva. So amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so patient with us. Hashem loves us so much. Even if we do Averos, even if we don't do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Shebashamayim. Hashem is ultimately our Father in heaven. He will always, always love us. And more importantly, He allows us to do tshuva. Meaning there's no such thing as, I do one Avera and I'm done. But rather, I don't do the right thing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu slowly, slowly, slowly allows us to be able to do tshuva until we can come back to Him. So what's the Musar Haskel Chevra? What do we learn from here? So it says the Ramak. Says the Ramak, Yomod Ha'adam Kama Tzarech Shehiya Savlan. We see from here how patient a person has to be. Lizbol Ol Chaveiro V'Rei Osav Shehara. Be patient to our friends who sin, who are bad against us. Meaning, a person insults us, they're mean to us, a person is not nice to us. But yet, what do? How do we react to somebody who is not nice to us? How do we react to somebody who insults us? So ad sheyir kezeh shadayin re'asa kayemes shechata negdo, that we allow a person to still stay near us even if they're sinning against us, v'u yisbol ad yitaken chaveru, and we are patient with it and we allow it to just go on. Ad sheyizbatel me'elav, or unless he stops doing it completely. Meaning, someone has wronged us personally, so we try to look the other way. We try to say it's okay. I want that person to be able to do tshuva, to be able to find his way and to work on himself. And maybe one day, God willing, that person will do tshuva. They say that there's a story about Rabbi Elazar Gordon. Elazar Gordon was the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Tels, back in Tels in Europe. And at the time, there was a division in Hashkafa between different schools of thought. There should be more Gemara, more Musar. How much of a focus on Musar should there be? So in Tells, there was a breakaway faction of Talmidim in Tells that were very serious. They wanted more Musar in their schedule. Ad Kerei Kach is where they broke away from the yeshiva and started their own yeshiva. So you can imagine, those yeshivas in those days weren't so big. So Elazar Gordon had half of his yeshiva ripped out from under him. Some of the best Talmidim went and broke away and started their own yeshiva. Yet what did he do? Not only did he the mochel and said it's okay, they can start their own yeshiva. He fed them and even fundraised for them, even while they ripped away his own yeshiva. Right? It's an amazing, amazing level of midah, exactly this idea. You know, someone pains us and does something to us, we continue to love them, continue to do for them. We'll just contrast that. I'll tell you an amazing maisa that happened. I was having a meeting with somebody from the Board of Ed once in MTA, and a woman came in to meet with me about something, and she emailed me. We're supposed to meet at 10 in the morning, then 11, emailed me throughout the day, kept saying, I'm not there yet, can we meet a little bit later? Eventually, she comes in around 3 p.m., and she's there, and she says, I'm really sorry, Rabbi Shenker, that I'm so late. She says, let me tell you what happened. She says, I was in a public school earlier this morning, and also I was waiting there for their principal. And it was at 9 a.m., and then the principal there said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't come in right now. I had to deal with an emergency, and again, kept pushing her off. Then that principal came into her and said, let me tell you what happened. Says there was a student in the hallway, walking down the hallway, minding his own business, and another student came by, and he brushed shoulders. Then he bumped him. He hit shoulders with him as they were in the middle of the hallway. Not such a big deal. The student who got hit, who got bumped, turned around without hesitation and punched the other guy in the face. And then his friends saw that, and they then jumped on him and started attacking him. Then his friends saw that, and they jumped on him. And it created a massive gang war brawl in the middle of the highway, in the middle of the hallway, in a public school. Police came, SWAT teams. It was a full-blown massive brawl. People were arrested. It was horrendous. And again, all because of that one guy who got bumped, didn't let it go. Right? So it's important to always think about of people who insult us and what we could do to be mevater and to let it go and to not in order for that person to be able to do tshuva and to be able to do better. Okay, let's continue on. We're in now the third midah. The third midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the over al pesha. A person is violated avera. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of turns away from our sins. So says there, Amak zu midah gedola. This is an even greater midah. Chari ein hamechila al yidei shliach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mocha or veiros through a shliach, ela al yado mameh, shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is mochel ar averos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is mochel ar averos. When we think about what an avera is, an avera is not something, it's not an offense to Hashem. Meaning when we do something, it's not because we offended HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is upset with us. That's not a concept. That's a very immature, childish concept that we offended Hashem. An avera brings upon us a din of avera and tuma onto our neshama that we can take off if we do tshuva. And if we do that, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu then ultimately forgives us. He creates what's called mechila. Mechila is the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove that stain of avera from our neshama. But there's a higher level of mechila, and that's what's called slicha. Slicha, as we're going to see, Kedach Siv, as Ramah continues, as a pasuk in Tehillim, Ki imcha hasicha lamanti varei. Right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with really only Hashem himself, that he has even the higher level of absolute, absolute forgiveness. And Slicha is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, completely wipes away any remnants of our Avera from our Neshama. Mahi HaSlicha, says the Ramak, what does it mean to be Slicha? Shehu Rochei Ta'avon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally rinses, he cleanses us from any sin. Kidach Siv, im rachatz Hashem, es tzoas benosion. That Hashem washes off any of the excrement, the literally, like the stain of, and the dirt, like from the daughters of Tzion. V'chein iksiv, v'zarakti aleichem, mayim tohorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sprinkles upon us the waters of, the tahor waters, right, meaning that in order to do tshuva, v'hainu over al pesha, shaleach mimei rechitza v'over v'rochetza pesha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally washes off all remnants of our sin. Nirma continues, "V'hine mamish kidmus zeh tzarech liyos adam." He says, and this is literally the way a person should be. Shelo yomar v'cho, person shouldn't say v'chi ani mesakein masha ploni chata o hishlis. A person could say, what was it, wasn't what to do with me if someone does an avira? It's his problem, right? Meaning, I have nothing to do with me. Lo yomar kach, person shouldn't say such a thing. Why? Shari adam chote v'akadosh baruch hu bi'atzmo shelo aydei shiach, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself forgives them. Meaning, if someone sins, whether it's against us or in terms of being adam hamakom, and we can look at that person and say, I don't want to be friends with that guy. Look what he does. He does X, Y, and Z avera. Or he's not nice. He does X, Y, and Z avera bin adam hamakom. How could I be friends with him? How could I forgive him? Says Ramak, it's not up to you to forgive people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mochel v'soleach. Tshuva is personal. Mesakin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Ramak, Mesakin es ma'avusa v'rochets tsoa avono. That a person has, Hashem is, fixes a person's quote-unquote averos, and he washes off the tsoa of his sin. As they say once, the mice of that, when Yitzhak Hutner, that Tzal was once walking through Yerushalayim, and as if you've ever been to Yerushalayim, sometimes they're looking for a minion, they yell out, minion, minion, mincha, mincha, they're trying to feel, kind of get together, mincha. So someone once turned to Rav Hutner, and he says, no, he says, Rabbi, do you dive in mincha yet? And Rav Hutner turned to him and says, what's it your issue? Religion's a private matter. And that's really what it is about. Our relation with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not anyone else's business. Meaning we are not someone else's mashgiach. Our siblings, our friends, and our other b'nai yeshiva. There's no one else that's in charge of us except for us. And our relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mochel v'soleach. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in the hearts of every man. He says, and therefore, he says, Mishkan, says Ramak, Yizbayish ha'adam lashuv lachto. He says, and therefore a person should always be embarrassed to sin. Shariyam melech bi'atzmo rochets lichoch begadav. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself washes our clothing. Right? It's so embarrassing to do an avira. Because if we know that Hashem himself sees what we do. Right? It's like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that everything is that when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always, 24/7, right, there's an eye in Roa, there's an eye that sees, there's an ozen shama'as, an ear that hears, kol nichtav b'sefer nechtavim. And everything is written down in the sefer nechtavim. Right? Meaning if we have to think that very carefully and think and understand that our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for us. He loves us, he cares for us, but he's always there. Right? And therefore, when a person has to be think very carefully before we do any action, to think our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always around and always with us. Okay, Chaver, we'll stop here for today. And tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up, not tomorrow, I apologize, I can't be here tomorrow, but we'll pick up Hashem next Monday. Next Monday, we'll pick up with Dalad She'iris Nachlaso. Okay, thank you very much, Chaver. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a good day.
Thank you, Rabbi.